This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Now we're joined by our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr., host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball with John Heyman, covering all things MLB, and somebody, as I just checked, who I believe has lost their blue check mark as well. Tony, are you gonna go ahead and pay that? You gonna go ahead and pay that $8 a month?
Absolutely not. I refuse to pay that $8 a month. You just gonna have to trust that this me up there now.
You say I ain't got it. It's the principle, baby.
That's right.
Well, hey Tony, I never had it. So I feel real good about it.
Look, they're going to put a new meaning. What's that old saying? Trust but verify?
Trust but verify. Trust. That's right. You're going to have to go through the rest of those bad boys and see how real they was and if it lines up.
All right. Hey, Tony, man. It's been a bit of a slow start. They are the Astros are 9-10, a game under 500. They do have injuries. But every time they get to this point to try to get to 500, going a little run, they seem – to take some steps back. But the Astros have had some slow starts. I'm just curious from you, does this team feel different than these other teams on this long, long run that the Astros have been on?
I think it's hard to say right now. I mean, listen, we were 20 games into the season at this point. It's far too early to go into a panic. But listen, I do think there's something to be said about making the type of run they did last year and having a bit of a hangover the following year. I mean, we see it in all sports, but especially baseball. It's hard to kind of re-engage in the same way that you did when before that taste was quenched in some ways, right? And so I still wouldn't worry about this ball club. We talked about it at length last year. It's pretty much the same thing. You could argue maybe a little bit better with Abreu now on that ball club. I think they'll be just fine when it gets to that summertime. They all start getting a little warmer, start heating up, and they'll start taking off.
T, what about the division itself, man? I mean, we won't ask too many questions about the that team up 45 here, but the Rangers are off to a good start. The Los Angeles Angels right now, are slightly ahead of the Astros. The Mariners folks think they're going to be pretty damn good. A little bit about the division live in, considering it was as bad as there was in baseball last year.
Yeah, no, that's another piece of the puzzle that you have to account for, right? This division is better. I don't think there's any question about it. Seattle's better. The Angels are better. The Rangers are definitely better. But we don't know if those teams have staying power. We can trust that the Mariners can have some staying power, right? They've done it 2 years in a row. They weren't able to get over the cusp in 21, but they get over in 22. And you could argue that was the team that played the Astros the toughest in the playoffs last year. Everybody else, they kind of just ran through. But yeah, the division's tougher. But again, I've been around this game a long time. I always put my comfort in teams who have proven and I've seen it before. And I think the Astros are one of those teams.
We're being joined and you're listening to our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 MLB Insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. And the Astros, listen, we can look at the injuries. That's a major part, I believe, to this start, not having Altuve, Lance McCullers, Michael Brantley all being out. We talked about this yesterday. When you look at this team and you look at the staff and the lineup, who is it that is that the Astros are probably suffering from the most not being there? Altuve or Lance McCullers?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Your opinion.
Oh, I would say Altuve. I mean, because Altuve has the ability to affect the game on a daily basis. You know, with Lance, as good as he is, he can only throw every fifth day. And so when you have that constant threat in your lineup, and you know, the way the Astros have played baseball over the, you know, this long period of time, they have that explosive offense. They have that element to them that really has separated them from a lot of teams, right? They can hang a crooked number on you in a quick one. And not having the steady presence of Altuve in that lineup, it changes the dynamics a little bit. And it puts a little bit more pressure on some of the guys in the middle and at the top of the lineup. And so I would say this team has proven that they can win a lot of ball games without Lance McCullers. But Altuve has been a pretty consistent piece in that lineup over the last 4, 5, 6 years.
T, what talk to us a little bit about, and maybe not specifics, but just the difference in the rotation. I mean, you look, there's no Verlander, which was obviously a mainstay at the top. We got supreme confidence in Framber Valdez. You know, last year, this at times, they had 7 starters healthy. You know, right now they've got 5 starters healthy, and the only one that you can say has earned his stripes as a starter, like legit earned his rights for the fan base to really feel comfortable when he's on the bump, is Framber Valdez. Totally different dynamic than what we looked at as a fan of the Astros last year. Is that something, obviously, to keep an eye on, but is that something in your mind that you go, okay, this could swing the Astros one way or another if Javier's not a 162 guy, if Hunter Brown's not a 162 guy, if Lance McCullers is this up and down healthy a quarter of the season guy? Is that something as a fan we should probably be a tad bit concerned about?
I don't know if concern's the word, but you should keep an eye on it, right? Because what the Astros could do more than any other team could do is they had just a glutton of starting pitching. And so when somebody like Lance McCullers had to miss time, you had 1 or 2 options that could fill his spot. And so now you got Lance injured, you lose Verlander. It just has thinned out. This is what, ladies and gentlemen, this is what most rotations look like in Major League Baseball. But that being said, the guys they have in that rotation, I haven't seen a lot of Brown yet, but the other guys, even without that, are guys who have pitched at a high level and I think are still slotted in spots where they can have a ton of success. I know Garcia is off to a slow start. I think Javier is going to get better as the year goes along. Remember, in his case, you know, they didn't really unleash him until a little bit into the season last year. So now he's got to pace himself for, as you said, that full 162-game season. Something to keep an eye on, but I don't know that it's something that you are concerned about just yet.
T, you gotta get an eye on this Hunter Brown kid, man. I mean,
that's right here. That's right here.
Next time you come on with us, man, I want to hear your take on him because it's one of those that, as an old football head, I look at it and I go, damn, this is top of the rotation type of stuff, and he's been really good for it's a small sample size, but damn it, it looks good.
And that's the other thing, right? There's a track record with the organization as it pertains to these young guys coming up and being good. And so, you know, for the eye that you may have on the rotation, you can also take some comfort in the fact that, you know, the Astros haven't missed very often when it comes to these pitchers. When they bring them up, they have all performed well. And at this point, I think you got to trust that that's going to be the case.
All right, Tony, man, we appreciate you joining us. We look forward to talking to you this year. And I know you got a big one tonight as one of the real stars of this league. Fernando Tatis returns back to the lineup after his 80-game suspension. So I know you're going to be enjoying that one tonight. So we appreciate you jumping on with us.
No problem. We'll catch up next week.
All right. That is our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 MLB Insider, Tony Gwynn Jr., host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Big Time Baseball with John Heyman, covering all things MLB.
Did he just commit next week?
I'm wondering.
All right.
Yeah, he talked to us next week. Yeah, he's going to talk to us.
All right, that old time flew by. I didn't realize we was up against it, bud.
Yeah.